All right, guys, we're here with the Los Alamillos Los Locos. Emma, we prepared this, and I still butchered it.
Emma Giacomini.
Emma Giacomini and Jake Moffitt are in here, part of the Los Alamillos Los Locos. You guys, thanks for being on.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. You know, when you guys make a big head of me, I have to invite you. So, you know, no problem. You guys had a phenomenal year in the stands during football season. I'm sure, you know, them beating, you know, the Griffins beating Long Beach Poly was a huge boost. But, you know, were you guys there for the Long Beach Poly game? And, I mean, how stoked? I mean, I know Poly isn't the same powerful team, but it's still Long Beach Poly. I mean, that's still a huge program.
We were both at the game, and the crowd was huge. Our team was really on fire, and they were stoked to do successful during that game. So our students really responded to that energy that the football team brought.
Perfect. Jake, you know, week in, week out, I mean, the top student sections like you guys, you know, have to prepare and be ready to go. It's like a football team that has to be prepared for the next opponent. How do you guys prepare for your next home game?
Okay, so we got posters up all week. We make sure everyone knows about the game. We make sure everyone knows it's going to be crazy. And then for me personally, before every game, I drink a Bang. Gets me hyped up. Gets me ready to yell for like a couple hours straight. Make sure I don't pass out.
That would be key. You know, Emma, I think the CDM game was the big game, the Sunset League Championship game. And then, of course, Mother Nature comes in and plays spoiler. You know, talk about just preparing for that, being ready for the biggest game of the year, and then just having the game get canceled, and then we all have to go with the tie.
Well, for the CDM game, it was also our breast cancer awareness game, and we had really big intentions of making that game about supporting breast cancer and the awareness. And so we had a lot of things planned. We had this big poster that was going to go over the student section, and we ordered a lot of pom-poms for the students. We made sure everyone knew that it was about breast cancer. And unfortunately, it started raining, but we had that little hope that the game was going to continue. So we all convened underneath the bleachers, and we said, no one's allowed to go home. You have to wait until the game. And then once we got that final text message that said the game was going to be moved or canceled, we told everyone that if it's back on, everybody has to be there, and it's going to be as crazy as it began to be.
And I remember that. I mean, I remember you guys kind of brought it despite, you know, the rain. I think you guys were finalists that week. There was a moment where, you know, we had to pick the finalists and we had to pick a winner. And I think for like the first 6-7 weeks, you guys didn't win it. Finally getting the top spot, getting that recognition, you know, how did it feel to finally get that recognition after falling short? And I'm sure you guys are probably thinking we probably should have won it before week 7 or week 6.
The week we won our first time, I believe it was our homecoming week, and it was that game we prepared to part the Red Sea, and it felt so amazing to finally get that top spot after being in a finalist for a couple weeks but not getting that first place.
That was a great
I totally forgot about the Red Sea. I think that's, yeah, once we saw that, we thought, all right, we got a winner. and then and what the other thing I think that was best next to the Red Sea was the big heads. I remember you guys were announcing you guys were going to have, like, some big names there, and me and Steve and Mike were like, what are they talking about? And then we see the big heads, like, oh, my gosh. Jake, whose idea was that?
Okay, so, like, one day, our ASB director, Miss Yachters, comes up to me. What if we get big heads, all the seniors and all the OC register guys, and just get them in the stands? How crazy would that be? And I'm just thinking, dang, that would actually be insane, just having a fat head just roaming through the student section. And then, like, in 2 days, we had everyone's pictures ready to go shipped out and just getting it mailed in. It was insane.
It was, and I'm sure me and Michael got caught off guard, because obviously when you think of OC varsity, you think of Dan Albano, Steve Fryer, and we're just freelance guys. But me and Michael just talked about it earlier, and you know, we appreciate that. And I think that was again like the Red Sea. Once we saw that, I'm like, all right, we got a winner. But you guys ended up in second, and really it was tough. You guys were bouncing back and forth to 1 and 2 spot. You know, you and Villa Park were two of the best this year. You know, talk about just going at number two. I know you guys wanted to be the top, you know, but talk about just being the second best this year.
I really appreciate how we got up there in the rankings and how we got that second place. I know in previous years, La Salle has been really strong in the spirit section, but the past couple years has slacked just a little bit. And so this year it just kind of was a rebuilding year, and next year we'll come back bigger and stronger and hopefully consistent, which where we were this year.
And then, Jake, right now basketball season, sometimes when basketball teams are still in the process of trying to bring back their winning tradition, student sections just have a hard time getting the students to come in because it's just not an attraction. I know a couple of years ago when you guys had Iyasu Worku and Los Alamitos was deep in the state playoffs, you know, you guys were killing it. Is it tough? I know that Los Al beat Edison not too long ago. I mean, that's a huge boost. But, you know, is it tough to bring kids in for home basketball games? You know, because they're saying, well, I mean, it's Los Al's not doing that well this year compared to the other seasons.
It's a little bit tough if the season is going as well as we'd like to. But kids will always come. There's always, like, diehard fans out there who will pack the stands at the games. Doesn't matter what the score is. We'll always have kids out there yelling. It may be tough, but there's always some true dedicated people out there getting crazy for this all.
Perfect. I know a couple years ago you guys did the roller coaster, and for a while it seemed to get us with the Masters of Roller Coaster, and I think you guys still are. I know Servite's your top challenger in that, but I remember seeing you guys on Max Preps and all that. You know, I'm coming into Los Alamitos, you know, I mean, were you guys stoked, you know, being part of that student section and you know, I mean, just talk about the process from day one to now being part of the Los Alcas.
Our process started, just the foundation of our student section has always been the roller coaster. It's been around at Los Al for many, many years. And so that's kind of our signature. And so every time, no matter what game, what sport, we always do the roller coaster between third and fourth quarter or period or whatever game it is. And I think as this year, our football team got a lot of hype, our students got hype with it, and that's how the Locos kind of formed. And we're continuing into basketball season. It's still a little tough with their season so far, but coming off the Edison game, we have two big games coming up that students should be there. So, yeah.
No, we figured out this year you guys were called the Los Locos. Were you guys ever always called the Los Locos, and we just kind of forgot about it? Because I know there was, like, Los Griffin fans, and I think there was, like, another student section name there. I think the Goon Squad. Or was it just – some student sections that sometimes just change their name every now and then?
The original name that we've always kind of had throughout the years was Los Griffins. And 3 years ago when Iyasu Worku was on the basketball team, they changed – these group of guys changed the name to the Goon Squad. And so me and Jake and our other spirit commissioner decided that we needed something like the Goon Squad, but had to do more with La Salle to create a name that we can put on a shirt and that people can go to meetings about. So that's when the Locos formed. It was this year that they formed. It's the first year that we've been called this.
Okay, because that makes sense. When I think we called it Los Griffins 1 week and then someone corrected us. You guys had so many names. You know, sometimes just like basketball teams and football teams, you know, they go through rebuilding mode because they lose so many seniors, and student sections go the same thing. You know, they lose, you know, senior leadership there, and the next group of kids just have a hard time trying to duplicate you know, last season's student section. Do you guys try to, you know, motivate the underclass to keep this thing going for next year, or you guys have a, like, oh wow, like, hopefully these guys pull it off, it's gonna be tough?
I know it's gonna be good for next year. Like, well, I'm a senior, so I'm gonna be here, but Emma's only a junior, so she next year will definitely be able to keep the tradition alive. And I've got some good people who are major factors in the student section this year who will be primed and ready to take over next year. Just keep the ball rolling.
You know, and then Jake, you know, I have alumni, like people that graduated from the school, get stoked when they hear good stuff about the student section. I know that Survey Asylum, I got friends, you know, when I mention it and I post it on my personal Facebook page, they get stoked that I'm talking about it and that thing's still going on. Is it the same thing at Los Alamitos with the alumni?
Oh, yeah, we have great alumni representation at our games. You'll a lot of times see people coming back from college and watching games, and you'll see, like, parents who went there themselves, and now their kids are going there. It's great. The community in Los Alamitos is just such an amazing place. And, like, once a Griffin, always a Griffin. You'll never lose that pride inside you.
one of the best student sections in Orange County and in Southern California, Los Alamitos, Los Locos. Emma Jink, thanks for being on. And I think Michael earlier mentioned said he would like to have his big head.
In his we'll return.
We'll see what we can do.
Maybe. I'm unsure about mine yet. But anyway, guys, congratulations on all your hard work and best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that's our show. I want to thank Michael Hundley of OC Varsity. I want to thank Coach Derek Mitchell, Clifford Patterson, Anthony Tello, and Jared Brown of the Cypress Centurions boys basketball team. And I also want to thank the Los Alamitos Los Locos for being on. Guys, we are back next week, episode 4. Daniel Bono will return. We're going to talk about the OC All-Star game, get a quick recap of the game, which will be this Saturday, and also talk about if people got snubbed this year and just the process of the All-Star game. We will have a basketball team on. Maybe I might look at Canyon or Villa Park. Maybe another team somewhere in Orange County. We'll start recruiting, as well as the student section. We'll see which student section we'll be on for next week. But guys, check out SoCalStudentSections.com. We'll have the podcast on there every Monday or Tuesday, and check out the student sections of the week there. We'll have the student section of the week voting poll tomorrow, since there's no school today. And follow SoCal Sections on Twitter, or myself at MAlvarez02 on Twitter. And we will see you guys next week. See you guys on the hardwood. Take care.